"And whose very snug-looking place is this?" said Charlotte, as, in a sheltered dip within 2 miles of the sea, they passed close by a moderate-sized house, well-fenced and planted, and rich in the garden, orchard and meadows, which are the best embellishments of such a dwelling. "You will not think I have made a bad exchange when we reach Trafalgar House, which, by the by, I almost wish I had not named Trafalgar, for Waterloo is more the thing now. And accepting that she sat with salts in her hand, took drops 2 or 3 times from one out of several vials already at home on the mantelpiece, and made a great many odd faces and contortions, Charlotte could perceive no symptoms of illness, which she, in the boldness of her own good health, would not have undertaken to cure by putting out the fire, opening the window, and disposing of the drops and the salts by means of one or the other. Poor Mr. Hollis. It was impossible not to feel him hardly used, to be obliged to stand back in his own house and see the best place by the fire constantly occupied by Sir Harry Denham.